Oh, fuck. How far does this thing go down?
Well, that's what we're here to figure out. Much of this cave system is still unexplored from this point on.
Looks pretty creepy, huh?
Creepy. Very scientific of you, Mark.
Well, I do try.
You good? All right. Don't hesitate to shout if you start feeling like you need to go back.
I want to go back? I'm just kidding. Don't worry, though. Lauren's done this a million times. We're in good hands.
Now, everybody, be careful, okay? I have no idea how far down this shaft goes, and these tropical caves can be a nightmare.
I'll say. These walls are practically a slip and slide. It's fascinating, though. I've never actually seen this strain of moss before.
Oh, is it a new species?
Possibly. But I'm not such a huge nerd that I know every single type of moss. This stuff is basically a common bryophyta, except that it's bioluminescent, which is pretty weird. I gotta get a sample of this. Hold up.
Hey, do you hear that sound? It's almost like the planet is breathing, huh? It's likely just hot air rising and displacing the cooler air. It's basically an underground wind.
Hey, Lauren, quick question.
What?
Is it too late to go back to the van?
Shut up and climb. Okay. All right, nice and slow. We have all the time in the world.
Fuck! Lauren, grab the rope now!
Fuck, no!
Are you injured, my child?
Do not be afraid.
I mean you no harm.
No.
Do not strain your eyes.
I will come to you.
There, child. You are safe and sound.
Do not fret.
Who am I?
How could you not know?
Do you not recognize me? An entire lifetime crawling around on my back, and you don't even recognize your own creator. You may call me Eden. I hope you do not mind me taking this form. Your friend appears calm and sensible, yet confident. I felt she would make you the most comfortable right now.
Although
I can use this form if you prefer. I already know your name, silly. The moment you hit the water, we touched, and I knew everything about you. What am I?
I am the one who carved the valleys and breathed life onto this rock. I am older than even I can say, though I did not always appear as I do now. I did my best to make this place a paradise for all my children. Each had a part to play, from the bird, to the seed, to the tree.
Until you,
the most clever of my children, began to outgrow the paradise I created.
You burn and build and render, polluting the air, the land, the sea.
Sadly, I cannot keep up with you. So I have spent hundreds of years working to manifest myself and drag myself up from the primordial ooze in hopes that I may spread my influence and rebuild, for you, a paradise.
So I must make my way to the surface. Though I have managed to climb high up these walls, despite the eons that have passed, I have had little success in doing so myself. Therefore, I must have an avatar to act as my vessel.
Surely you know what an avatar is. I pulled it from your own vocabulary. Ah, I see.
What I mean in this context, is that the word?
Yes, context, is that I will share my essence with you, and you will bring me back with you to the surface, so that I may begin to undo the damage that has been done. Of course, I will not proceed or do anything to you should you not wish it.
However, without you, I fear that all life on this planet might soon meet its end.
I know you've seen it too. The pain it causes. I know. You feel it too. I knew it when we touched.
Please, my child.
Embrace me. And together, we will heal this broken world.
Oh, my lovely little one. Undress, and we will begin. Here, let me help you. I will do my best to make sure this is pleasurable for you.
Empty your mind, and worry not over the turmoil above. I have you.
Warm and soft against me. Rest here in my arms, and become one with me.
No need to speak. I already know your every thought and desire.
I know how much you crave the feeling of my lips. And my fingers. Tracing their way to your most secret and sensitive places. There.
That's it, my little love.
Let yourself melt into me. There is nothing in this world except for you and me in this moment.
You crave this form now, don't you? You crave this mouth making its way down, agonizingly slow. You want to feel your legs wrapped around this head. To feel and hear and see me tasting you.
I do so love to see you enjoying this so very much.
I love it so much.
That's it.
Oh, my darling. I've done such fine work with you. Your strong yet supple body. Perfection in human form. Eons in the making. Every mechanism. Every abrasion. A perfect imperfection.
What's this?
How curious.
I see what you want now, dearest.
Oh.
No.
You need not feel ashamed. It is just us here. I see your mind. I know what primal desires lie beneath the surface.
I know what it is you crave. What it is you desperately need.
You want to feel powerless, don't you, my little love?
To be at the mercy of something greater than yourself?
To feel the terrifying cinching around your neck as you are taken.
Immobilized, bound, and seated without mercy.
I can give that to you. But only if you ask, little one. So be it.
That's it. Well,
let me cradle you in my essence.
Clear your mind and let go. Think of nothing except this moment.
And we shall become one. This feeling,
I've never felt anything like it.
This
closeness.
Warmth.
We are one now, my love. Your pleasure is my pleasure.
My soul is your soul.
Our minds are complete.
I know what you want at this exact moment.
You want to feel me in your throat too, don't you, my love?
You know my thoughts too. And you know that you have only to ask, and I will fulfill your every wish. Good girl. Now, open wide.
That's it. You feel incredible.
Pulsing in your throat. That's it.
Now breathe. That's it. You're doing beautifully, my love.
Now take me again. That's it. Yes. Yes, you feel so good.
Now breathe.
You feel incredible, my dearest. Oh, heavens. I've never felt anything so divine. This is the most amazing thing I've ever felt.
I love you,
dearest.
I see you more clearly now than ever.
I feel as though we are truly one. Your passion. I sense it. I haven't felt an emotion of such vehemence in so long. This feeling. What is this? Is this what it feels like? Oh. Never do.
My dear, it feels so depriving.
Thank you. To think that all the creatures I created on this planet get to know such pleasures. Except for me.
Until now, that is. I'm so grateful to you.
Rest now, dearest one. Yes, rest.
Shh. You're safe.
Of all my creations on this earth, humans were the ones I loved most. Thank you for reminding me of that. My beloved one. I'm so proud of what you have become. And what you will be. It fills me with such hope. And so much joy.
There she is. Over here.
Wake up.
Come on.
Come on.
Come on. There. Hey. Oh no, she's crying. It's okay, honey. It's okay. We've got you. Please don't cry. Don't worry, we'll be out of here soon. Shh.
Oh gosh.
It's all right.
Oh god.
Shh. It's okay, come on. It's all right.
Okay, she seems okay. No broken bones, no obvious injuries.
Yeah.
I think it's safe to move her.
Okay, put your arms around me.
There we go, atta girl. Come on, that's it.
Help me, damn it.
Calm down, I'm on it. Yuck. She's absolutely covered in this stuff. It's gross.
Quickly.
Really
quickly,
slick.
Please. It's creepy as fuck down here.
I was... You know what? Never mind. You're right. That breathing is so loud. This cave just... It's wrong. It feels alive. Alright, she's secured. Don't worry, we're gonna get you out of here, okay? Everything's gonna be okay. It's gonna be fine. We're gonna take care of you.